A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the Markets Closing Podcast right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh and it's time to find out how the chips fell on Dalal Street today, the 2nd of April 2018, the first day of the markets opening in this financial year.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
As usual, this podcast is going to be split into three parts: how the markets behaved, followed by some stocks and news, followed of course by news and updates from outside of Dalal Street. Let's start with how the markets behaved. The 1st of April may have been yesterday, but there were no fools on Dalal Street today. Indian markets started the financial year 2019 on a robust note, with the S&P BSE Sensex rallying as much as 300 points and Nifty 50, that is the National Stock Exchange, reclaimed the 10,200 mark towards the close of the trade. Which sector was it that kept the momentum going? Well, it had wheels on and it was zooming. It was auto sales that kept the markets revving up despite fears of trade wars looming large on markets across the globe. But trading activity remained thin across the globe because many markets remained shut for Easter. Markets in Australia, Hong Kong, Britain, Germany all remained shut on Monday, while the US market will resume trading later today. But a quick lowdown on what happened in the Indian markets today. Mount 33K was reclaimed, with the BSE Sensex closing 286 points or 0.87% higher at 33,255. It did hit an intraday low of below 33,000 and a high of 33,289.34 in trade today. Turning to the broader indices, that is Nifty 50, which is a pack of 50 stocks on the National Stock Exchange, it reclaimed its crucial resistance level of 10,200 and its 200 days moving average, which was placed at 10,182. The index closed 98 points higher, about a percent up, at 10,211.8. Which were the sectors that drove this change? Well, like I said, auto industry was a huge gainer today, in addition to pharmaceuticals and capital goods, while it was not such an exciting day for banks, oil and gas, and PSUs, whose stocks declined during the day's trade. Top Nifty gainers included names from the pharmaceutical sector, like I said, Cipla and Lupin gaining as much as 5%. Kotak Mahindra Bank was up 4.6%, which was the only exceptional performer within the banking sector. Adani Ports was up 4.4%. Tata Motors, like I said earlier, having a good day, up 3.7%. Mahindra & Mahindra and Maruti Suzuki were also trading in the green today on the back of the release of sales data by these companies. Well, if those were the gainers, which were the losers, ICICI Bank led this pack, so to speak, down 5.9%. We've, of course, been covering the ICICI Videocon saga. I would urge that you go and listen to the podcast, which presents to you a detailed timeline of the events that have occurred and what the latest developments within this story are. ICICI Bank, in view of the scandal it finds itself in, was down as much as 5.9%. IOC was down 3.4%. Axis Bank down 2.2%. Coal India and Hindalco Industries were also down in the range of 1.5% to 2%.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
If that's how the market in general performed, which were some stocks that we want to cast a spotlight on, we start with ICICI Bank. The Enforcement Directorate and Income Tax Department have turned their focus on ICICI Bank Videocon loan case and are in the process of collecting relevant files and papers from the Reserve Bank of India and SEBI. The stock, in view of all of this, slipped as much as 6%. In another huge slip, shares of Can Fin Homes, which is part-owned by Canara Bank, slipped as much as 11.3% after the state-run lender Canara Bank on Saturday said it has called off the divestment process of its entire stake in the housing finance company. Canara Bank said it has cancelled the process as the quotes it received were not in tune with the valuation it had arrived at. One last stock which fell in value, and then I'll tell you all about the ones that made gains. Axis Bank also lost as much as 2.2% to close at 498.20 rupees. The Reserve Bank of India has asked Axis Bank's board to reconsider the fourth term accorded to CEO Shikha Sharma, as reported by the Economic Times. On the back of this, the stock fell about 2.2%. If those were the stories of down, 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 which were the ones which were up, up, up? Hero MotoCorp zooming in there, rallying as much as 3% after the company reported its highest ever sales recorded in the financial year 2017-2018. The world's largest two-wheeler manufacturing company announced the landmark 75 lakh unit sales of motorcycles and scooters in a financial year, a feat recorded for the first time ever in the two-wheeler industry. So Hero really emerging a hero there today. It was also a good day for TVS Motor Company. The stock rose as much as 7.3% after the two-wheeler maker reported robust growth in March sales numbers. The company recorded sales growth of 27%, increasing at 326,659 units in March 2018 from 256,000 units in March 2017. So that's a huge growth of 27% in a matter of 1 year. How's the new kid on the block doing? Shares of Sandhar Technologies opened 4% higher on its stock market debut on Monday and paired its gains and closed 2.8% lower. So it was a bit of an up and down day for Sandhar Technologies, but it still did close at 322.55 rupees. And I suppose in the biggest rally today, it was Navkar Corporation Limited, which rallied as much as 13% after getting an approval from the National Company Law Tribunal for the amalgamation of Navkar Terminals with the company. So those were the stocks and news, the ones that slipped significantly today: ICICI Bank, Axis Bank and Canfin Homes. Whereas the ones that gained today: auto sector, Hero Motor Corp, TVS Motor Company and Navkar Corporation Limited.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Well, outside of Dalal Street, what happened to the rest of the world? That brings us to part number three of this podcast. All that anyone has been able to talk about is China and how they've increased tariffs by up to 25% on 128 US products, including frozen pork, wine and certain fruits and nuts, escalating a spat between the world's biggest economies in response to US duties on imports of aluminium and steel. There was, of course, some relief toward the end of last week that this might not escalate into a trade war, but clearly the imposition of these tariffs by China today seemed to indicate otherwise. We'll only have to wait and see how this escalates and what happens to the markets because of this. Asian stocks did end the first session of the June quarter on a weaker note as markets reversed their gains seen earlier in the day. Markets, of course, were digesting new tariffs on US goods by China on Monday. So Japan's Nikkei, China's Shanghai Composite, Australia's ASX 200 and South Korea's Kospi ended down in the region of 0.1% to 0.5%. They began the day on a stronger note, but they did end up weakening as the day progressed on the back of this piece of news about the tariffs. Well, what's happening in the exotic world of oils? Oil prices lifted by a drop in drilling activity in the United States, as well as by expectations that Washington could reintroduce sanctions against Iran. US West Texas Intermediate crude futures were at $65.17 a barrel, which was up 0.35% from their previous settlement, whereas Brent was up 0.58% at $69.74 a barrel.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
So all in all, it's been a good day on Dalal Street to start the financial year. Sensex up as much as 300 points and Nifty reclaiming the 10,200 mark. Will this continue? Will there be any new developments in the brewing trade war? And if so, how will it impact the markets? You'll find out all of that if you stick around and listen to us on Money Control. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a market forecast and also some stocks to pick for you. Hope you've had a great day. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, saying goodbye. And thank you for joining us on Money Control.